97.9 FM.
The Landlords on the Beat, 97.9 FM, your best offer yet.
Welcome to Inside Winchester, one of Nigeria's foremost brands in farms, housing, and construction. On this inaugural episode, the Chief Executive Officer of Winchester Group, Ayodeji Karim, an internationally acclaimed project management expert and a mogul, walks us through the various arms and activities of the company.
We came into existence just about 10 years ago. Under Winchester Group, we have three separate companies. First one is Winchester Farms, which is the origin of Winchester. Then Winchester Construction, and then Winchester Homes. For Winchester Farms and Winchester Homes, Winchester Farms, we currently have a farm in Ebeda where we own approximately just over 500 herds of cattle. And we have a processing plant also in Ebeda where we process meat and chicken meat products. We are the biggest meat supplier to the school feeding program in Oyo State. For Winchester Homes, we currently have two sites that we're working on. One is in Oshifila town where we're currently rolling out around about 202 units of affordable homes, affordable houses. They hover around two-bedroom units and then three-bedroom units.
The provision of affordable housing is a key motivator for Winchester Homes, as can be seen in some of their exquisite projects across the Southwest.
The idea of affordable homes in Oyo State is for people to be able to afford a home. Like I always say, there's a difference between a house and a home. A house is where you're renting, where the landlord bothers you on a yearly basis. But this is an opportunity for you to own your own home, where you have your own keys and you're the landlord for yourself. That's the idea. For Winchester Construction, however, we do construction projects all over the country. We have just concluded the roofing and rehabilitation of NSITF building in Ibadan Ring Road. We're currently going through an award process with Oando in Calabar to do some CSR project to build schools, roads, etc. So that's a significantly small to medium-sized project that we're prospecting on. But we've done a number of projects in the past. As you all know, I'm a product of Costain, West Africa, so it's an offshoot of that. What sets us apart is very simple. We're using local products, local labor, and local materials to build our homes. We want to build it as efficiently as possible, as cheaply as possible, because we understand the system, it has to be affordable. If it's social housing, it has to be affordable to the common man.
And guess what? You definitely don't have to break the bank to become a homeowner with Winchester Homes.
Well, like I said, the project we're handling is affordable homes. If you're looking at owning your own home, owning your own house, having your own key, being your own landlord, come to Winchester Homes. We will be happy to set you up with somewhere affordable, somewhere durable that you can call your own home. I always say it, I'm looking at 15 million naira and below. The top end of our product is 15 million and then below. We have quite a number of various programs within the program where you can spread the payment. You can also spread the payment on the land, on the structure itself. Come in and talk to us. We'll be happy to accommodate you. Our office is situated in Orita Challenge in Ibadan. We'll be happy to take you to site for a site visit. We do site visit twice a week, Tuesday mornings and Saturday mornings. There you can make your inquiries with the town people, the villagers, who we are and how long we've been on the site. So we're here to stay. We're here to look after you and provide a product that would satisfy the customer. My telephone number is 0813-277-3727. I'll say it again, 0813-277-3727. When you call, just let us know you're calling regarding one of the Winchester products. Always available if you want to talk to me personally.
Winchester Group is an emerging icon in agriculture, construction, and real estate in Africa.
Winchester Farms, situated in Ibadan, has been supplying millions of our good people directly and through the federal government school feeding program, the best in husbandry for close to a decade.
Our construction arm, through continually improved capacity and increased innovation, has become a reliable partner in the provision of infrastructure across the board.
Recognizing the difference between a house and a home, Winchester Homes provides the most affordable, durable, and exquisite buildings for people of all classes.
The finest woodworks, furniture by Custom Furniture and Joinery. All materials locally sourced. We are a proudly Nigerian group of companies. Visit our head office at Orita Challenge, Ibadan. Reach us on 0813-277-3727. We say what we do, and we do what we say.
You are listening to The Landlord, an intersection of marketing, resource, and advocacy for the real estate and building construction industries in Nigeria. For your brand promotions, ad placements, live appearances, and other inquiries, please contact 091-575-70635. 091-575-70635.
Greetings and welcome to The Landlords on the Beat 97.9 FM Ibadan, on your heartbeat station. I'm One Plot. Good to have you join us this morning at the intersection of marketing, advocacy and resource for the real estate and building construction industries in Nigeria. The nation's housing deficit recently hit a whopping 28 million and requires some 21 trillion naira, according to the Bank of Industry. That means there's a lot of money to be made by investors who are market aware. And that's why we are here, to keep you up to speed. We started an analysis of the Ibadan real estate market last week. We had CEO BNB Homes Ayo Ekisonya raise the curtain. And today we are continuing the analysis with a look at the current prices of building materials with the civil engineer Samuel Adigoke. And the CEO of Jonathan Julius Luxury Homes will continue with the analysis of the Ibadan housing market. Now, most building materials, according to experts, have gone up by an average of 30%. Including the cost of labor and other relevant contracts. The cost of land here in the state capital is on the rise as well, rapidly in the city center. But in the suburbs, you could still find something relatively cheap now if you talk to your agent. I spoke with a civil engineer, Samuel Adigoke, on the site of one of his building contracts in this side of town, and he gave insights into the local building construction market to help get a sense of the cost of major materials.
As well, such as a block, now the normal blocks, 9 inches, within the range of 340 to 360 per block. Also, for the ones that has a stone dust, think a bit stronger than the normal ones, ranging 400 to 450 right now. And cement has been constant for a while. I think ranging between 4,000 to 4,200 per bag. Granite, sand, they've gone up because of the hike in the diesel price. Because, you know, I think the difference is now the transportation of bringing it to wherever you want it to come to. The reinforcement. Reinforcements has gone up because I think as of last year, the reinforcements were, let me see, like 300 and something thousand per ton. But right now, it's gone up the sky up to like 420,000 per ton. So as that's affected the cost of labor and masonry and labor generally, cost of workmanship generally, that's affected it.
So what would you say the increment is like? Some 25% increment in the last 1 year. Give us an idea of how much it has gone up in the last, say, 6 months to 1 year.
Yeah, I think in percentage would have like some 30% increase in prices, because like I said, blocks that are for 340, 350 now, as last year were 270, 280 cement. I think that one's like general. Everybody knows about cement. But the reinforcements, a year ago, you still have it at around 300, 320. Now it's like 400, 420. That's a huge increment, about 30% or so. It's like, if I would put it on an average for all these materials, I think a 20% to 30% increase. Wood has really not been affected like that. On the average, it's been like the same over the space of 2-3 years. I think so, yeah. The 2x3, we have the 2x2, we have the 1x12, mainly used for concrete works construction. So the 2x3 is like 500, there about 500 and a half per piece. And the 2x2 is like 450, 400 per piece. The 1x12 is still ranging between 1,700 to 2,200. But some are actually more than that, depending on the kind of wood that you want to buy. So some are actually thicker, so they are about above 2,200, like 3,000 and thereabouts. So depending on your preference. Most of them are locally sourced, because I think most of the sawmill get their wood from Ondo. Yeah, I think mostly Ondo. Yeah, most of them go to Ondo to get their woods, and maybe from there they process it and bring it back to the sawmill and do the other works on it for the sellout. Wiring, I think we have Nigerian wire and cables. Though I don't really know the current price now because it's been long I purchased one. But then they've gone up a notch, like a bit. Last time I checked, compared to what we have like last year, the plumbing materials are not, I think they are imported or something, most of them. So, and the ones that are even in Nigeria, they are not up to standard, because that's where you see your leakages in the houses. The pipes are not that they are not that durable. You don't necessarily have to import your plumbing materials. You have in Nigeria that are actually good, but you have to look closely. You have to maybe get a professional to help you check the pipe and see the thickness, because some are light and some are actually a bit thick. So, and that's why people go for pressure pipes these days. So I think that's for the plumbing materials, and they are quite expensive. You have to spend a bit more than the regular ones. I know they've gone up a bit based on the purchase by the mechanical.
So what about other finishes, especially POP? I think a lot of people don't use the regular ceiling anymore. They want POPs.
Yeah. POP, I think like the end of last year, stroke the beginning of this year, I think we heard it all, because the POP prices went from the white cement, or the POP cement rather, went from I think 5,500 at that time to 9,000 naira per bag. So I think most people that, I don't know, if you are a contractor at that moment and you've incurred or collected money for POP at that time, you'll be having a very big problem, because the prices went up, really up. The cement, the paint, the fillers, I mean the fibers, and all those things went up. So people had big issues with POP materials. Though it's the new trend now for houses to use POP as their ceiling because of the finesse in it. But then the prices have gone up. I think people are blending in right now, because it's been over 6 months now that the price have gone up. So it's been constant for 6 months.
What about roofing systems?
The roofing system, that is the gauge of the roof you are using, especially aluminium roof, because they have different gauges. And if you request for a 0.55 gauge, some people might bring 0.45. Maybe when they are nailing it, it's really soft and it punctures easily, and if you're causing leakages in the roof. We have 0.55, we have 0.65, we have 0.6, we have 0.7 gauges. Measure all these things.
A lot of local companies manufacture roofs. Do people go for these locally made roofs, or they still prefer the imported ones?
I think most people right now, they are going for, they go for, when it comes to roof, I think over the years have been reliable.
So they go for some locally made Nigerian brands in roofing?
Yeah, I wouldn't really know, because as a contractor, I try to advise the clients to go for materials that would stand the test of time. And for a while now, I think checking the gauge actually has been excellent.
So just a couple of Nigerian brands.
Yeah.
But people majorly go for the imported ones.
Yes. People go for imported ones. But some still go for the locally made ones, because, you know, trying to juxtapose the price of the imported ones and the locally made ones, and trying to meet your own expectation. So we try and balance it out.
For inquiries and advert bookings, call Bosun on 0806-215-3871 or Segun on 0915-757-0635. The Landlords on The Beat, 97.9 FM.
rising costs of diesel, over dependence on imported building materials, in some cases expertise, high cost of land, major challenges that must be confronted for the country's housing deficit to be reduced. That's my take. In case you just joined us, you're welcome. It's The Landlords on the Beat 97.9 FM Ibadan. I'm Warm Plot, your regular host. Don't forget, we're online in print and right here on radio. That was Engineer Samuel Adegoke with a brief survey of the building construction market. Many thanks. In a similar vein, I had a conversation with a serial entrepreneur and a building egghead, the CEO of Jonathan Julius Luxury Homes, to analyze the current state of the state's real estate market, whether it's a seller's or buyer's market currently in Ibadan, or if there's a balance. Listen to his views on the subject.
I will say there's no balance. The reason why is that, you know, in every business, it has always been the seller's market versus the buyer's market, where every seller, either individuals or a company, competes for the buying few. You know, buyers are always very few. So every one of us, or everyone who is selling, you know, competes to win the buyer to their side. So the buyers are always very few in every kind of business. So for real estate, it has always been the same thing too. The sellers want to sell and make money, either you are an individual or you are a company, from the few that are buying. It is not really a balanced thing. That is why you'll see a lot of people putting up different kind of businesses out there, and then they keep advertising and advertising, looking for people who will buy from them, trying to win buyers to their side.
But where do you think we have the highest traffic in Ibadan now for the property market, housing especially?
Where? As in location?
Yes, location, yes.
Location, what I will say about that is that if we look at people that are buying properties, most people tend to buy where the lands are cheap, where houses are cheap. But those that are buying the houses, they really don't buy where the houses are cheap, because the places where the houses are cheap are the areas where there is still a lot of development. I can call it developing area. Those areas that are just developing, people tend to buy more in that area. But if you look at it, you realize that it is the landed property that sells more. And this is because there are so many rich people, people that are not so rich like that, people that are still working hard to make their ends meet, but then the little they have, they want to invest it in building their own house. In most cases, their first house. So they tend to go to the developing area, and that is where most of the market is right now. Developing area sells more than the developed area.
So you think there's a traffic? You think there's a high volume of buyers and sellers in areas such as Elebu?
Mentioning Elebu now makes me want to say this. For example, if you go to Elebu, let's say you go to a level around that five, you will see that there's a lot of queue. There's this traffic hold up going on there almost every day. If you see the tons of people that enters into a level and going out of a level in the morning every day, you realize that a lot of people are trooping to that area. And most of these people we are talking about are the first-time house owners. You know, first-time house owner who wants to just build houses on their own. So they buy land. These are the sort of people that does not really care about the property that are done already. They don't buy properties that are done already. They buy properties, landed properties, and then they build with a little they earn over a period of time. So a place like Kelebu moves fast due to the fact that land there is still affordable for the average.
Can you give us an idea of how much they sell land now in Elebu?
Yeah, that depends on the side we are talking about, around that Elebu area. If we're talking about the Eleta area, which is closer to the main road of Akala Express, you know, that part is still a little bit expensive. You can still get something of 10 million naira in that area, 8 million naira in that area. Now, if you move a little bit further inside, you can still get for 6 million. And then if you move to the inside, then you can still get something around that 3 million, 2 million, depending on the area you decide to, you know, to look into when buying a residential property. Because a Lebu is more of a residential area than commercial. So, you know, you still see, depending on the side of the area you want, it depends on that area. Mm-hmm. So a Lebu doesn't really have a particular price that, okay, when you get into a Lebu, this is the price you will get. But then the area varies. You get some for 8 million, you get some for 10. Even in a Lebu now, you get some for more.
What about houses generally? Like the price range of houses in a Lebu now, as we speak?
Price range of houses, if you're looking at, see, what, this is what I will say. When we are talking about houses, we are not just talking about a building that is erected. Like, okay, we just erect a building, four corner, it has a door, and then it has windows and all that. We are putting a lot of luxury into buildings these days. So wherever you put up a building, the comfort the building will bring for whoever buys it, and the luxury it will give them depends on what the price will be, you know. So in a level, cost of erection is the same thing anywhere in Nigeria, maybe just a little few differences. You know, for example, if you want to buy blocks in Ibadan, you can still get blocks for from like 300, 320, 350, or a little bit more. And if you want to buy in Lagos, you can still get with that same amount. But then if you want to buy a land in Ibadan, you know, cost of buying a land in Ibadan and cost of buying a land in Lagos will be different, but the cost of erection will be the same. So the price you can get a very beautiful luxury duplex, for example, in a Lebu, will still be competing with the same price you will get in a place like Omiole or Bodija, which is slightly different. In a place like a Lebu, you can still get a very beautiful duplex, modern, with modern aesthetics and everything, modern design, luxury aesthetics and all of that. You can still get something for, say, 75 million, even as much as 80 million, depending on the structure. But if you are looking at just buying an old house, the price may be cheaper. Or if you are looking at just buying a house that is not so well built, you know, well detailed, you know, yeah, that can be a little bit cheaper. And that depends on the area where you are building as well.
Some of the experts in the industry, such as yourself that I've spoken with, tell me that the major challenge in the housing sector, the property market especially, is that of pricing. That things have now become expensive and the landscape is changing in Ibadan, but most of the buyers that come along tend to want to buy houses cheaper. They think that houses should be cheaper in Ibadan, not knowing that things have really changed. So that's a major challenge. Do you agree with that?
Yes, I agree with that. I agree with that. That is absolutely what is happening, because if you look at it like this, somebody who is looking for a property, and this certain person has, for example, has 50 million naira to spend on a house, somebody who has 50 million naira will not go pricing a 50 million naira house. In most cases, what they will point at is houses that will, that the asking price will be like 150 million. And the next thing you will have them say is, can this go for 50 million? They will be pricing according to what they have. But then what they are seeing is quite different in price than what they have with them. It's a natural thing to want to have something very good with the little you have. It is a natural thing to want to have something very good with what we have. So that poses a lot of challenges, because when someone wants something good and putting a price, a cheaper price, they tend to waste the time of real estate officials, real estate agents, and all that. Most of them turns out to be time wasters at times.
They are finding it hard to come to terms with houses now becoming expensive in Ibadan? Because some of them will tell you that I can easily just get something similar in a good place in Lagos, so why would I have to pay this much for Ibadan? So that brings to the fore this idea that Ibadan is rapidly developing and is becoming almost as competitive as major parts of Lagos.
Like I said earlier, you remember when I said the cost of election is almost the same anywhere in Nigeria.
Mm.
It's almost the same. The only difference is just the price of this landed property. And many people believe that Ibadan is still coming up.
You are listening to The Landlord, an intersection of marketing, resource, and advocacy for the real estate and building construction industries in Nigeria. For your brand promotions, ad placements, live appearances, and other inquiries, please contact 091-575-70635. 091-575-70635.
The Landlords on the Beat, 97.9 FM, your best offer yet.
We'll take it from there next time we come your way with expert analysis of the Ibadan real estate market featuring Femi Olagunju, CEO of Jonathan Julius Luxury Homes, and other captains of industries as well, the landlords, that's what we call them. Don't forget, you can look me up on www.ametrocopy.com, www.ametrocopy.com, or facebook.com/ametropolitanideascopy, facebook.com/ametropolitanideascopy. Many thanks to Mr. Bosun Yusuf and Mr. Toba Yusuf, my colleagues. And to our landlords, thank you so much for your resource, for your sponsorship and all. We're still waiting on B&B Homes, Sweet Estate. You give us your word. We're counting on you to be part of our sponsors on the show. We're very much open to partner with you. Well, until I come your way again, don't forget the best time to invest is now, especially in Ibadan. Take care.
Music all day, all night. The Beat 97.9 FM, Ibadan.
Another day of what feels like 72 hours of standing in the same queue. But you know the golden rule. You don't let anyone pass you. Because before you know it, the whole city would have created a new highway. Or even worse, a new province right in front of you. Which would make you the new minister of emerging queues.
Snap out of it, Dave, and grab a refreshing Sprite instead. Because when heat happens, you need to stay cool.
The EPL is back!
Coutinho shooting chance! And Philip Lee 2-0! Philippe Coutinho! Rodri!
It's live on the Beat 97.9. Stay tuned for an in-depth analysis from our in-house presenters and our commentary partners, BBC. The EPL is back on the Beat 97.9.